Okay, Rabbi Sai. Good to get back into the Masechta. This Mishnah has in it a lot of things we touched on in Maseches Me'ilah, but it actually becomes even clearer in this sugya. The Mishnah brings down the potential of being chayev for one achila, many chatoyes. So the Mishnah reads on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yeshoichel achila achas, v'chayovin oleho arbo chatoyes. Person could eat one achila and be chayev four chatoyes, v'osham echot, and one osham. And the case is if you have a tomei shochal chelev, so obviously you have chelev and he's tomei, so it has to do with a kosher issue, and it's noisa, min hamukdashim, and it's yom kippur. So you got four chatois right there, and then the osham is obviously an asham me'ilas. The fact that it's kosher and he's using it, he's having anoah from it. So he's chayev for Me'ilah. Reb Meir adds, im hoyo Shabbos v'hoitzioi chayev. If it was also Shabbos, and you took it out, so you'd be chayev for hoitzio. Omru loy einoy min Hashem. This has nothing to do with the eating. You know, you could do a lot of things. While you're going out, you could worship Avodah Zarah. But it's nothing to do with the achila. So obviously this is a challenge how to understand Reb Meir. Some say b'liyosoi, there's other sugis, b'liyosoi zui hanachosoi. Since the swallowing it could be considered the hanachos, it is connected. But whatever, that's a side issue. Reb Meir makes an emphasis of saying, im hoya Shabbos v'hoitziyei. Which sounds like you're only chayiv if it was Shabbos. If it was Al Yom Kippur, you'd be potter. So if you look at the bottom of the Gemara on Yudal Ramad Aleph on the bottom says, what do you need to come on to Shabbos for? The bottom two dots there before the Mishnah. Reb Meir Oimer says the Gemara, V'nisni imoitziyei chayev. Just say imoitziyei. What do you have to come on to Shabbos? My time in Ketoni imoitziyei Shabbos. Didn't have to say a Moshe Shabbos. Omar Afrom, so I say Meres, Eru Vohitzol is Shabbos. The Ein Eru Vohitzol Yom Kippur. This is the famous Rafrom. And Rafrom holds that there's no Eru Vohitzol for Yom Kippur. That means on Yom Kippur there's no Isser of Vohitzol. This Rafrom is quoted several places in Shas. L'chayr our Mishnah is the biggest riot to him. Im hoya Shabbos, we're talking about Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is doicha the raya, but it's bekoshi. The Gemara says, mimai dil mo yeshegu voitzol yom kippurim. Maybe there is. V'ochi ketoni, im hoya Shabbos voitzio yichayev at mishum Shabbos yom kippurim. So all Reb Meir means is to add two, not one. Okay, and it's not so meduyik in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is just saying the raya is not a raya. The raya from our Mishnah is not a raya. And that's why many Rishonim say that they hold Halacha as Taka like Rafrom. We don't pass like Rafrom. But there are Rishonim who hold like Rafrom. Even though our Gemara, according to the Girsa we have, is that it's a mistake. Because the Gemara says, Elo, our Mishnah can't be the source of Rafrom. Itmar de Rafrom ala do. Itmar. It's going on a Brisa in Yuma, where it talks about sending the soil la Zozel. The Tanya v'shilach biyad iti ish lahachshir sazol iti afilu b'tume v'afilu b'shabbos iti b'mezum, and he has to be prepared. So the Gemara here is being medayik. The fact that it had to say iti afilu b'shabbos seems to say that on Yom Kippur there's no problem of Hitzor. It's only a Shabbos problem, not a Yom Kippur problem. Says the Gemara, ketoni iti afilu b'shabbos. Why didn't it say, what do you mean Yom Kippur? Omar Avram, so I say, Meras, Eru Voitzol, the Shabbos, the Ein Eru Voitzol, Yema Kippun. Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha. Mima Ishani Sora Mishtaleach, the Echshere be Yema Kippun Bekach. What do you mean? That's the mitzvah Sayyid. On Yom Kippur, that's the mitzvah of the day. The mitzvah Sayyid Bekach. Maybe normally Yitzol is also on Yom Kippur, but the Sola Azazel, that's the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara seems to say that Allah is not like Rafa. Elo, says the Gemara, the Rafram Brutei. It's a mistake. So many, it's really a machlokes v'shenim how to learn our Gemara. Some learn our Gemara is disqualifying Rafram Shita. And some learn that all our Gemara means is that Rafram made a mistake by bringing a raya. Notice Rafram came and he said, Zoysay Meres, I have proof. First we thought that the proof was from our Mishnah, and we disqualified that. Then we said the proof is from the Sora Mishtaleach, and we disqualified that. So we disqualified the proof of Rafram. But we didn't disqualify his concept. Right? That's also. The Rambam Mumaisa Paskins that Taka Yeshir of Itzoli and Makipur. That's on the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Tofrei Shir Aleph. That there is Itzon Yom Kippur. What? Oh, that's what I'm getting to. Really, it would seem, I don't want to focus on this today, we're going to focus on Mila, but this is just a pshat, to get pshat here. It would seem that the onus should be on Rafram. Because Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same din. Shabbos doesn't have a het to melech zechel nefesh. Yom Kippur doesn't have a het to melech zechel nefesh. Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. So l'chayr, the onus is on Rafram, right? That's what should be. Not only the onus is on Rafram, it's almost impossible to understand what's going on with him. How could he hold that on Yom Kippur there's no din? Yeah, that's good for the kasha. Meaning, he agrees that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. And there's no difference. And the reason for that is Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbos. So Yom Kippur is... Oh, that's another thing. Some Rishonim use the Mishnah and Megillah, Davov, as a raya, not like Rafram. Interestingly, the Gemara doesn't use that Mishnah as a raya against Rafram. The Mishnah and Megillah says, Ein ben Shabbos liyem ha-kipurim, elo zezez doyne bidei Adam, fezez doyne bidei Koras. So the Mishnah seems to say they're the same. So many Rishonim use that as a raya against Rafram. I find it interesting that none of the Gemaras and Shas use that as a raya against Rafa. Right? So it could be Tana Vashir. Could be Tana Vashir. Could be the Tana left out some things, which the Gemara itself discusses with Kamalei B'da Rabbim, Nechunya Ben Akona. So whatever it is, the bottom line is, that's why I don't want to bring rayas from Mishnayas that the Gemara didn't bring, but in Svara, what's going on with Rafa? It's a pillar. Well, true, but now there's a hekesh from Shabbos. How do we know that you're not allowed to do the Avos Melachos on Yom Kippur? Because it's Shabbos Shabbos. The same Shabbos Shabbos, which includes all of the 39 Avos Melachos, why should it not include Hoitzah too? It's true, Hoitzah we need a separate pasuk for. It's true, granted. Granted, some Rishonim hold, you only need a separate pasuk for Hachnasah. But whatever, we'll leave that on the side. The bottom line is that once Shabbos has an Hoitzah, and there's a hekesh from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, so why in the world should Hoitzah not be included? I mean, if the halacha would be like Rafram, which some Rishonim hold like Rafram, we don't, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't pass like Rafram. But if the halacha would, if the halacha would be like Rafram, and let's say Rafram's raya would be a good raya, our Mishnah happens to read much better like Rafram. The Gemara is doiche, that you could read the Mishnah differently. Could be. It could very well be. But the bottom line is that I would be asking on the Mishnah. You know what I mean? If Rafram's raya would be a raya, so I wouldn't have a kash on Rafram. I would be asking you on the Mishnah. How could the Mishnah hold Ein Erev Voitzol Yom HaKippur? Shabbos Shabbosan. Chayer Bekach is the reason why the Gemara says. The Gemara is using a Chayer Bekach as the opposite. So I'm asking you, the Gemara is saying because a Chayer Bekach. Yeah. What do you mean? There's a Gzeres HaKosev that you could take the soil HaZazah. He doesn't hold it a Gzeres HaKosev. I don't follow. Is Shechita Mutter on Shabbos? No. Are you allowed to Shechita Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, why? Why? Gzeres HaKosev. Same Gzeres HaKosev.
Yeah, but this
all day. I don't know. You're off now. You took a Shabbos off and you're off. You're back to the Brooklyn Sfaras. You don't have that clarity that you have over here, the air. You're having a gore moment. No, it's a pella, no? You know what I'm saying, Yidl? It's Xeris HaKosov. That's not even the shail of our Gemara. Our Gemara is back and forth, Echsher Bekach, not Echsher Bekach. It's just whether you need Iti to be Marbe and Kippur. Our Gemara is not debating whether it should be Mutter to send out the soil Azazel. You follow what I'm saying? Our Gemara, that's why I think you're getting confused with. When our Gemara says Echsher Bekach, not Echsher Bekach, our Gemara is just dealing with whether the Brisa needs to use the word Iti to be Marbe that you could do it. But everybody agrees that whether you hold Yesh Erev Lo Yitzor or Ein Erev Lo Yitzor, you can send out the Sar La'azot. So at most, it's a Lashon of the Braisa. Our Gemara is just saying, why did the Braisa only use Iti for Shabbos? Why did our Gemara use Iti, the Braisa use Iti for Yom Kippur? What's the Echsher Rebekach? But and if it wouldn't be Echsher Rebekach, then you'd use the Pasuk of Iti. You follow what I'm saying? Either way, nobody can debate that whether you hold Yesh Erev or Ein Erev, you could take out the Sar La'azazel. That's not the issue. So the question is, what is Raphram's Raya? You have to be a Raya from somewhere to say such a tremendous Chiddush. And interestingly, none of the Gemaras asked that on Raphram. Like, stop. Where's Raphram coming from? Mars? Or even if Raphram holds that there's some Mishnah or Brisa like him, so where's the Mishnah coming from? Doesn't help us. So the Mishnah's coming from Mars. Where does this Chiddush come from? So it's a Mamisha plea. So I think I saw the Tikkun Ezra ask this question. The Tikkun Ezra says, here's Akashi, he says, U'be'emes b'svora kosher lohovin, he says. Ech yochol Raphram loymar she'ein isroitzor b'yem ha-kippurim. She'arei b'yem ha-kippurim ein kulois, kayomois, p'melochois, klal. V'nema bo'i shabbos shabbosoi. Period. V'ayin b'gimora b'be'ein, erof oitzor l'yomtev. Fine, side issue. V'loi shamanu b'shum mokoim, she kula b'yem ha-kippurim, that there should be a kula in yem ha-kippurim. Right, that's it. Now, the Shagas Aryeh, in his Tshuvas, actually has one of the ways, the way he understands that, if I discussed with you two ways to learn our Gemara. One way to learn our Gemara is arguing with Raphram. Brutahi, it's a mistake. The other way to look at it is the Gemara doesn't mean to make, it's just a mistake from the Raya. The Shagas Aryeh has a third way to learn. He learns when the Gemara says Brutahi, he has nothing to do with our Gemara. Our Gemara says, okay, Raphram has no Raya, and it's Brutahi because it makes no sense. So when the Gemara says, Ela, the Raphram Brutahi, he means Taka Disvara. Shagas Aryeh seems Brutahi, where's he coming from? But I'm asking you that it's Mukach and the Sugyas all over, that if Raphram would have had a Raya from a Mishnah, then we would have swallowed it. We wouldn't have said, well, I don't know where he's coming from. So that's why I think the Kashi is asking here is very, very stark. If you look in the Shuvah Shagas Aryeh, Simon Ayin, if you have some extra time, you can look up that Shuvah and you'll see the way he navigates this Inyan. So I think that there's another approach here that would be rather simple, perhaps, to explain it. If you look at our very first Mishnah in Krisus, and our Mishnah lists the Chayve Krisus, obviously, there's Chorus both for Mechal Shabbos, and there's Chorus for Mechal Yom Kippur. But look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, Dav Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, if somebody does melacha b'yom kippur, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. When it comes to Shabbos, uses a different lashon. Go up a couple of lines, and you'll see that it doesn't say the word mechallel at all. It doesn't say the word oisei melacha. It says mechallel Shabbos. Uses a different lashon. So you may say, well, lavdavka. That's not lavdavka. Not only is it not lavdavka, but the Mishnah followed the pattern of the Torah Shebiksav. Because if you look in the Psukim, by Shabbos it says, Mechaleleho mois yumos, and by Yom Kippur it says, Kikolo oisa boi malacha v'nichrisa. Clearly, there is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Now, I'm not telling you there's a difference what is also and what's not. For that, the Tikkun Ezra is 100% right in the Shagas Aryeh, that whatever is also on Shabbos is also on Yom Kippur. I'm just telling you that there's a definition, distinction, between the way the Torah and followed by the Mishnah describe Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos is called Mechaleleho, and Yom Kippur is called Koloisa by Malacha in the Pasuk, and the Tana followed that. Follow that lashon of the pasuk. Now, if you look in Aruch Chaim HaKodesh, in Chumash, so the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh actually, in those psukim, makes this distinction. Aruch Chaim HaKodesh is found in several places, but one is in our parasha right here in Bereishis. First time Shabbos is discussed. And Aruch Chaim HaKodesh reads as follows. Ulcholodas. He says, and you should know, you should understand, ki mitzias haShabbos ba'olam, the existence of Shabbos in the world, hu kiyumoi shemekaymen oisai. Shabbos exists through us keeping it. The essence of Shabbos is a day of rest. If you don't rest, the day loses its cause. Its whole definition is defined by people resting on Shabbos. And if people don't rest on Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. And he goes on to say, Dor HaChaim, he says, V'timtza, he has a fascinating pshat here, fascinating pshat. V'timtza, you'll find a rule in Meseches Yuma that explains to us why you mechallel Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. And it gives a whole new explanation. Chaleil Shabbos Achas, Kidei Sheyikuyim Shabbos Harbe. Fascinating idea, Dor HaChaim. A very deep concept. He's saying, you don't find that anywhere else. He says, because everywhere else, the keeping or not keeping doesn't take away the whole essence of what it is. He says, Shabbos, the keeping of Shabbos is what facilitates what makes it Shabbos. So we say, well, we rather facilitate many Shabbosites, not just Yishmor, it's Yekayim. Chaleil, let one Shabbos be desecrated in order to preserve. Because us keeping Shabbos is a preservation and an establishment of the day itself, the essence of the day. Yom Tov is not that way. Yom Tov is Yom Tov. There are malachas, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. If you do them, you're over alav. And perhaps in a broader level, if you want to get more broad about it, you could say that Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, is vayinofash, is to remember the creation of the world, which is the concept of resting. Every Yom Tov has its own tafkid. It has a different cause. It happens to be that one of the things you're not allowed to do on that day is malachas. Okay? If you do a malacha, you're doing an avera, but you're not going against the essence of what the day is. Yom Kippur, by definition, is not a Yom or Yom Menucha. It's a Yom Kippurim hu lechaper aleichem. It happens to be that on this day, there are things you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to do the siche. You're not allowed to do chitze. And if you do these things, you're over for each thing that you do. But you're not defying the day. The day is a Yom Kippurim. And that would be, I mean, the Rechaim HaKodesh doesn't say this, but that would be the pshat in the Rechaim HaKodesh. That's the husband of the Rechaim HaKodesh. And that's the reason why the Torah by Shabbos is very clear. Mechalaleho. And by Yom Kippur, it's Kikol HaOisa by Malach. That being the case, so once there's a definition difference, so we could say very simple. The beginning of Shabbos, which we all just started in the Daf Yomi, so the Masechta starts with Hetzor. Many of the Rishonim question why he starts with Hetzor. There's many different explanations why it starts with Hetzor. So one of the Pshatim brought down by the Balei HaTosfos is that Hetzor needs more chizuk because it's a malacha geruah. It's a weaker malacha. It's not a real malacha. Why is it a malacha geruah? Because you're not changing the object. All the other malachas on Shabbos are defined by their creativity. Right? Every malacha is defined by your creativity. Even a malacha that's very low on the creative scale, like a boirech. But it's also, as the Rishonim explained, it's a tikkun hamaychal. It's not edible, and now you made this food edible. It's also a tikkun on a lower level. The hoitzah, there's no tikkun at all. And that's why it's called a malacha gur. And that's why, as was mentioned before, some learn that's why you need another pasuk, or that's why you need another pasuk for the obvious and the toldos and achnosos and yitzias. It's not a regular malach. So you could say as follows: even though the Torah was mechadish that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, it still lacks in the shem malach, right? But it's enough of a malach that you're not called being shoyves. You're not called resting. Not called resting, because on Shabbos every malacha is just a way of saying you're not a shoyves. You're not an absolute resting. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in which he discusses our train on Shabbos, being on a train, traveling on Shabbos. He says that's also a bittul in Shabbos. That's what the Chassam Sofer holds. Later, Biyuda has a different view. The Chassam Sofer holds the essence of you traveling is a bittul in Shabbos, in the Aseh. It's not one of the 39 malachas. But he says, traveling is not called shoyves. It's not rest. So you could say very simple. Raphram holds that chiddush of Eitzah is only enough where the whole essence of the Isser is because of Shabbosah. But where the emphasis is kikola oiseh by malacha, then it has to be a bona fide malacha. And since Eitzah is not a malacha, therefore it's not included in Yom Kippur. And that's why nowhere in Shas does the Gemara challenge the logic of Raphram. Because the logic of Raphram is sound. Sound logic. It's not like where is he coming from, Mars? No. It's very grounded. It could be we don't paskin like him. Could be we have Mishnayis not like him. Could we have Mishnayis like him? It's a debate. But it's debatable. It's not something, it's not from no man's land. Okay. That's, what? This is, if we were learning human now, we'd go more into this and how it affects many other things, but this is the enough for our to understand our sugya. Now we'll deal with the main challenge. What? Yeah, but Yom Kippur, you don't have to come on to that. Pikuach nefesh doicha. But you don't have this new svara of Chaleil Shabbat Achas. You have to realize, Yidl, according to the Rechaim HaKodesh, it's very clear what some Rishonim discuss, which is, how are you allowed to save an Uber on Shabbos? Okay, I don't want to come off Chas V'Sholem pro-abortion, especially now. But the abortion, the way the Goyim look at it, is completely different than Halach. Completely. And I spoke about this, I shocked a lot of people 18 years ago when I spoke about this on Shavuos. I gave a shiur, then I gave a shiur again on this topic. And I said that I hold that it would be better to have a government that's pro-choice. And people looked at me like I fell off the roof. And Baruch Hashem, we heard Sheldon Silver. He spoke by one of these, by one of the Achikalas, and he said he got such a psak from, I think it was Reb David, B'shem Reb Moshe Feinstein. But my feeling was, we don't want the government to paskin shilas of abortion. Chas v'shem, what do I want? Cardinal O'Connor Ukadoyme v'chaveirov? To paskin abortion shilas? That goes to a rav. The Christians may say that even if there's a slight risk to the mother, so what? We don't know what the New Testament could be, or what the platform could be, or what, we don't know. Even that is a big debate. Should it include rape and incest? Not include, I mean, there's all kinds of nidoinim now. There's personal opinions, there's opinions that they hold as, you know, could be used, could be structured in a government policy, whatever it is. We don't want the goyim paskening these shilas. These shilas should go to rabbanim. So I hold the more the government has nothing to do with it, it's better. How would you like for a Shabbos policy? That the government should sanction how you keep Shabbos. What about sugar and cup? The government paskening how you keep... I don't want the government paskening how you do abortions. Yes, we probably are much more pro-choice than the Catholics are, yes. Because we hold that the child's a roidif. If the mother's life is even a shayla of risk, the mother has kedima. Not only that, Tosis and Nida holds that the killing Uber is not really reticha for Yisrael. Because he's not a real nefesh. That doesn't mean you're allowed to. It's also gomer to do it. But the point, Toysis even has a, he's not a person yet. He's a potential person. So Toysis has a kasha. I mean, the lashon of Toysis is very misleading. Because Toysis lashon there in Nida, this you have right from the Daf Yomi Pesi, probably. You just had it. Toysis says, Kivon shemuter lohogoy. The lashon Toysis uses mutter. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean mutter. He means on a deraisa level. There's a benishai on this tesis. Whatever he means, it's not real ritzicha for Yisrael, for a goy. Yeah, for Yisrael, it's not real ritzicha to kill an uber. You're not allowed to do it. It's like you're killing a potential person. But tesis says if he's not a nefesh, tesis says lemaisa is still a heter. Why? Chalel Shabbos achas val yichal Shabbos esalbe. Is this far? Now, according to Arachayim HaKadosh, an interesting shaila would be, how are you allowed a machalal yomtif to save an uber? That would be a fascinating issue. How can you do that? So that the truth is, it's not a very lemaisik shaila, because usually, it's one, in the way it plays out, halach lemais, it's usually one pikuach nefesh. Because you're dealing with the mother and the child together, and the medical intervention is usually intertwined. You can't really separate it. Say, well, I'm doing a pikuach nefesh. For this one, I'm not doing a pikuach nefesh. In halacha lemaisa, it's not that nagei, but it would be an interesting technical shayla. That if you learn like the Arachayim, that there's no chaleil by Yom Tov, so according to that toisvis, what would be the heta of chil Yom Tov for Yom Kippur to save a vlad? But anyway, al kuponim, this is, how do you get it? Oh, this was just for you, Yidl, right? Okay. Vaita. The Mishnah says that Yechayiv one Asham, Yechayiv all the Chatois. Chatois, the Gemara deals with Isser Chalal Isser, and all that is dealt with here in the Gemara. If there was time I was going to go into it, I don't think we'll have, but we did go into an Isser Chalal Isser in earlier Shiurim, in the earlier Mesichtis as well. But the Mishnah here says that if it's Noisar, then Yechayiv. That's what the Mishnah says. Yechayiv also for Me'ilah, right? So if you look at the bottom Tosfos Yeshanim on the Daf, the last Tosfos Yeshanim on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos Yeshanim asks, why are you Chayiv and Asher? For ha de Chayiv Hashem Me'ilah Anoisar Afal Gav de Loi Shav Emidi. It's worthless. V'aminan b'perek kol shah. Ho'oichel chomeitz hegdish b'moyed loy moya. It says clearly in the Gemara in Pesachim that if somebody goes ahead and they eat chomeitz on Pesach, so since the chomeitz has no shavias, so therefore there's no din of meilah. So his question is, so why are you moyel here? So Tosfos Yeshanim answers as follows. Hosom, and this you have to be medayik in his words here. He says, Hosom over there, we're talking about Pekdushas Domim. There is no Kedushas Aguf there. By Chometz Hekdesh. Ukshenesar Bahano Eino Yishove Pruta. It's not a Shove Pruta. The Loi Nene Min a Hekdesh Shove Pruta. He didn't have a Noah from Hekdesh or Shove Pruta. That's what Tezit Shalom says. Unclear exactly what he means when he says this. But that's the lotion of the Tosfos Yeshayahu. If you look at Rashi, we have this in the Ma'ariv Mekoyimus on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Divrei Maschil Gasa Begasa. So he has a very interesting approach, Rashi. Rashi over here says that seems to say that even something that's also bahano is still shayach to the parasha of me'ilah, even though l'chayr it's worthless. It's also bahano, it's worthless. And that's the Gemara in Pesachim, that chometz that's worthless, there's no dinah of me'ilah. So Rashi states as follows, achila gasa, she'ochal harbe, fa'af al gav di iso hanohu, even though the chayra, this case of chaylev and noiser, it's also bahano, kishar kol ha'kotshim ha'asurim bahano, he says, that's not shver. Kishar kol ha'kotshim ha'asurim bahano, shemayolim bahano. And it's very unclear what Rashi means by this. He says, just like all other kotshim that are also bahano, right, that there's me'ila. Now he gives a reason. The high nami chozi l'gavoya. This is Roy Legavoya. Why? Shem Olu Lo Yerdu. Because if B'dieved, you put it on the Mizbeach the way it is, if you put Noiser, right, or Pigu, on the Mizbeach, and the fire grabs it, it's Poka Pigu Lo Yimimenu, there's no Pigu. So the Rashi seems to be saying that since the Pigu would fall off, if you put it on the Mizbeach, so therefore, it's not called Osur Bahano. That's how he seems to get around the problem. But he seems to be making two statements. Statement number one, he's saying that Kol Kotshim Asur Bahano Shemayalin Bahem. Statement number one, he seems to say is, I don't care if it's Osur Bahano. What do I care? I mean, if Isur Bahano plays a role, so then you never have me'ilah. Because all kotshim is also bahano. You never have me'ilah. That seems to be the first statement of Rashi. First statement of Rashi seems to be saying, you know what? It's like all kotshim that are also bahano. So, also bahano doesn't play a role. Now we know that can't be true, because we have the sugim psochim that the Tosfos Yeshayahu is bringing, chometz on Pesach. So then Rashi seems to veer and say, "V'hai nami chazi legavoya Hashem olu lo yered." And this is chazi legavoya, because in olu lo yered, if you put on the mizbeach, it doesn't get taken down. Rashi now seems to be telling us something else. Seems to be telling us possibly two things. He seems to be saying, number one, we don't care if it's also bahano. Why? Because every meal is that way. That seems to be his first statement. He could end right there. He doesn't have to give us now rationale of why there's me'ilah. You just finished telling me. Rashi seemed to take the Tosfos Yeshayahu's kash and throw it out. Tosfos Yeshayahu asked, Tosu Bahano, how could there be me'ilah? That was the Tosfos Yeshayahu's kash. So Rashi brings up the Tosfos Yeshayahu's kash. And then he says, it's not a kash. Kol HaKotshim is also Bahano. That's Rashi says, that's the rationale why it's not a kashim. Now again, how's Rashi going to deal with the sugya psachim? I don't know. I don't know how Rashi's going to deal with it. But I'm just telling you, this seems to be Rashi's approach. All kashim is also bahano. I don't know how the Tosfos Yeshayahu is going to deal with that kashim. What does the Tosfos Yeshayahu do with that kashim? Kova kotchim also bahano. It's a good kasha, no? What does Tosfos Shonim do with that kasha? Now, Tosfos Shonim brings a raya from Psochim that even something that's also bahano, that something which is also bahano, there's no meila. What do you mean? In all kotchim, there shouldn't be meila. It should self-destruct the whole process. The whole process of meila. All kotchim is also bahano. So how is there ever meila?
Which proves
that the Hano, that the... It overrides it. Mi'ila is you're not allowed to benefit from Hekdesh even if it's not worth anything. Now, if that's the case, so then we have no kasha. Mali that it's Hekdesh. Mali that it's Hekdesh Noiser. Mali that it's Hekdesh Noiser Chalif. Who cares how many titles you put upon this thing, this Heftse. The Isser Mi'ila is not totally... in Hano, in Heter Hano, absolutely totally in Hano, but it's not totally in Heter Hano. That seems to be the... But then Rashi seems to confuse us, because then Rashi says, one second, Imola lo yered. By Rashi saying Imola lo yered, he seems to be saying, it's not really also Bahano. What did Rashi need Imola lo yered for? So there's a tremendous discussion in the Achronim. Rav Shimon Shkop and the Nesivis and then many of the Heintike of whether Rashi is saying over what the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying, which I don't see that in Rashi, whether that's what he's saying, whether he's saying something different. The Chassam Sofer has a discussion in his Tshuvas about this, and the Chassam Sofer seems to feel at first that this is taka what Rashi is saying. If you look at the Chassam Sofer, I was going to put it into Ma'amar Kremes, I decided, since it was last night, not to overburden the Ilum. But the Chassam Sofer says, Yesh li mokom iyun. He says, I have a mokom iyun on this, what Rashi means. When Rashi says, Begasa, when he says this chilek, he says, is he saying what Tosfos is saying, ala gilyan? Tosfos Yeshalim Bayos is saying, that he's machalik being koche berek abayis the koche mizbeach. Right? He says, I don't understand that. He says, but then Rashi seems to be saying, not like Tosfos. Rashi seems to be saying, you know what? It is muter bahano. Because in Ma'alo lo yered. So Rashi seems to be saying, you know what? The pigel is not a real pigel. Because if it went on the mizbeach, it's okay. So Chassam Sofer yesek avaldik akasha. He says, I don't understand this whole Imola lo yered business. He says, it's still also. You're not allowed to put it on the Mizbech. So if Rashi is trying to tell us that it's worth something, because if B'di'evet you did it, you wouldn't take it off, that's not a reason to say right now when it's on the shelf, it's worth something. That would be like you have a spoiled container of milk on the shelf, right? Which is worthless. You can't sell it because nobody's going to drink it. And you'd say, well, Hitler mice, it's worth something because if you swallowed it, it's swallowed. Shkech. But nobody's buying this container of milk. You tell me, Hitler mice, if I open somebody's mouth and I pour it down, im yorad lo yale. First of all, not Dafka, but, right? That would be narish. You'd say it's a narish azach. That doesn't make it worth something. You're not allowed to do it. Value based on its permissive use. Not on something which b'di'evit can happen. So the Chassam Sofer asks, what does Rashi gain by saying Imola lo yered? That's what Chassam Sofer is going to say. Vek the Chassam Sofer, v'adomo tumua, he says, da'al koponim l'chatchila osu l'akriva. You know what a makrav it to begin with. And therefore he says, v'kivon da'al koponim osu einoi shove klum. He says it's worthless. So the Chassam Sofer seems to say maybe. First he says Rashi doesn't sound like the Tosfos Bayas. Tosfos Bayas seems to say there's a difference between Kotchei Mizbeach and Kotchei Berek Abayas, which we'll get to the Nesivis. The Nesivis goes and uses this sugya with a landmark chiddush. Landmark chiddush. Some of you may remember this from Meila. He says that Tashlumei Chiyav Meila and Tashlumei Meila of Kotchei Kedoshe of Kotchei Aguf is completely different than Kotchei Mizbeach. Meaning, Kedushas Haguf, he says, the Me'ila has nothing to do with Gzela. It has to do with you did an Isser, and you need a Kapara. It's not Tashlume Gzela. It's not like you're paying back Hekdish that you stole from Hekdish. Nothing to do with that. You did a crime, and it's like a Knas, a Kapara for your crime. That's the Nesivis. The Nesivis holds it's two entirely different parashias. There's this Mila of Kedushas Haguf, and there's this Mila of Kedushas Dam. The stipler, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha, rightfully so, sides with Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop says, no, it's always Gzeil. Always Gzeil. No such thing. It's always Gzeil. Whether it's Kedushas Haguf, whether it's Kedushas Domim, it's always Mi'ila means you're stealing from Hekdesh. And the Stipler has the kasha that I always have on every brisket vault. When you say there's two or three or four dinim, you need to have another pasuk. Right? You can't create new dinim without a new pasuk. So the Stipler says we have one pasuk of Mi'ila and one pasuk of Tashlume Mi'ila. It's not like the Torah gave us one parasha Mi'ila by Domim, Bet HaKabayis, and then the Torah gave us another parasha of Mi'ila by Kedushas Haguf, that you could go and then it's open ground, open territory. You could say, well, this is this type of din, and that is a different type of din. It's one pasuk, one parasha, one everything. So the Stipler does not accept. The Nesivis calls Mamish completely different, and the Nesivis draws in all the Kedushim. He says, Kom lei b'drabba minei. Right? He says, Kom lei b'drabba minei only applies to Tashlumin. Doesn't apply to Kapora, like Tosu says. He says, so if somebody would do, like in our sugya with Yom Kippur, where according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, there's Kom lei b'drabba minei, which is one of the questions in our sugya. Why is there Tashlumin? If you hold there's a Kom lei b'drabba minei on Yom Kippur, right? So then you should be part of it. So then the Nesivah says like this, Me'ila of Kedushas Haguf, there's no din of Kom lei b'drabba minei. Because it's not Tashlumin, it's a Kapora. On a Kapora there's no Kom lei b'drabba minei. That's his approach. There's no Kom lei b'drabba minei. And therefore he says, being that's the case, so he says, that's why in our sugya there's no Kom lei b'drabba minei. It's Kapora. Mashenken, if somebody would have Mi'ilo from Kedushas Domim, then they would become Lebed Rabba Minei. He says, that's what the Tosis Yishonim, or the Tosis by us, is saying, when he says there's a difference between Psochem and here, that's what he means. He means in Psochem, it's Kedushas Domim, so if the thing has no value, you're out of business. It has no value. Right? But over here, it's Kedushas Haguf. Who cares if it has value? It makes no difference if it has value. Because the bottom line is, you need a kapara for doing this crime. You did a crime. You need a kapara for it. It'll make a difference if it has value. That's his mahalach. That's the Nesivis approach. Now, according to the Nesivis, Rashi should just end right there. If Rashi is saying the same idea, Rashi should just say, Midi dahavi akol akotshim asum bana, we don't care. Even Rashi wouldn't even have to come on to Midi Davi HaKol Kodshim Osim Bano. Wouldn't have to come on to it. It's time. It's by Kedushas Haguf, the emphasis is not value. We don't care about the value. Makes no difference. Okay. My boy said, this is going to take another shit. There's no way I can finish this today. So I will ask the Olam just to add another Maramokam to what you have here. You have the Chazon Ish, if you can please look up by next week. And also, this Chazon Ish is actually going on a Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Vov Omer Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil Shchita. So you'll see that Tosfos on Ayin Vov Omer Aleph. And that pretty much, we'll add the Chassam Sofer to this. The Chassam Sofer is in Orachayim Simen Kuf Pei. And we'll continue next week in Mitzvah Shem.